Mia jumps it up against Caleb first. The ball is handled to our left by the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and we are underway at Mackey Arena. The Boilermakers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers in what is the 82nd straight sellout for Purdue basketball here at Mackey. Wooster on the left wing will feed it further left wing to Bryce Williams, who goes to the corner. Now gives it up to his teammate who has it left wing, Buyukdengel. Down low to Miha, right block. Kick it out for Jawan Gary, three with seven on the shot clock, and it's an air ball. Rebounded by C.J. Cox. A deep three on the right wing from Gary, who's a 33% three-point shooter, but it's a basketball. Boilermakers attack the bucket to our left, wearing those big game golds. Braden Smith bounces it left block, caught by Trey Kaufman-Rinn. He's double-teamed, so he dribbles out of trouble. Now dribbles right back to the bucket, gives to Caleb first. He went to the rim but missed the shot, and there will be a held ball on the rebound attempt. But Buyukdengel and first both had their hands on the ball at the same time, and the possession arrow favors Purdue.
That was a nice job by Kaufman-Rinn. After he caught that pocket pass, Nebraska, of course, brought that second defender over. He dribbled out of that double team, got into the teeth, and then threw a nice bounce pass to Caleb. But a good contest by the Cornhuskers at the rim.
Purdue on the inbound as C.J. Cox for a wide-open layup. We saw that exact same baseline inbounds play against the Rutgers for a wide-open layup for C.J. It happens again here today.
I think we've seen that three games in a row almost, with at least three out of four. Could have been at Minnesota as well, but they've been going to the well with that out-of-bounds play.
Purdue leading 2-0. Buyukdengel, a three on the right wing, is good. The left-hand from the country of Turkey, a transfer from UCLA, makes it 3-2 Nebraska.
He's just got such good size at 6'10", the big lefty. If you don't get out there early to contest, he can shoot over the top.
All the way to the rim, kicking it out for Lawyer. Three is Braden Smith, and it's a bullseye for Fletcher Lawyer. Boilermakers have a 5-3 lead over Nebraska. Good find by Braden into the teeth of the defense, and then kicked it out to the far left wing. Here's Wooster driving on first, stopping on the baseline, handing it off to Williams. Right back to Wooster on the right block, and he turned it over. He was trying a cross-key pass to a teammate, threw it out of bounds, baseline right.
Purdue a little bit fortunate there. C.J. Cox heard that switch call a little bit late, got Purdue behind. But fortunately, that help side by Trey Kaufman-Rinn, being aware of the situation, comes over baseline side as that extra defender, and that pass is thrown out of bounds with that extra help.
Purdue 5, Nebraska 3, 2 minutes expired here in this ball game. Trey Kaufman-Rinn, a floater from the right elbow, and it finds the bottom of the net. First scoring of the game for Trey Kaufman-Rinn, Purdue leading 7-3.
No shock, Kevin. You've definitely heard that many times this season. Braden Smith, pocket pass to Kaufman-Rinn, and Trey knows how to finish with that floater.
Nebraska the ball. Buyukdengel throws it chest pass left wing to Gary. Further left wing, he'll hand off to Bryce Williams. Williams, top of the key, will rise and fire from 16. It is short. The rebound was tipped into the bucket. I think Buyukdengel will get credit for the bucket, but quite frankly, I think Caleb first tipped it in.
You're right. They probably will give that credit to, let's see.
Maybe Mia.
I think Mia is the one who's getting the credit for the tip-in, but you're right. That was essentially a Caleb first tip-in. Had to try to high point that and wasn't able to get it.
Lawyer dribbles in from 15 feet, stops and pivots, finds C.J. Cox perimeter left. Now to Braden Smith with 10 on the shot clock. He's dribbling top of the key, but Buyukdengel is on him. He wants to drive the big fella. Leaves it down low for Trey Kaufman-Rinn, who's double-teamed. Kick out high for a Lawyer three at the buzzer. A triple time. Fletcher Lawyer.
Fletch a little off balance trying to catch that pass and make sure he gets it off before the shot clock expires. Leaning towards the rim on that one, but it's pure nonetheless.
Purdue's up 10-5 with that shot clock expiring triple. Buyukdengel to Wooster, the transfer from Utah. Swings it far left wing, caught by Jawan Gary. Now to Bryce Williams. Cox is on him. To Gary in the left corner, driving. Throws opposite corner, Buyukdengel. He throws it far left wing, and it's stolen. Stolen by Cox. Purdue on the run. It's a 3-on-2. Caleb first went for the dunk and got hammered. Caleb first will go to the foul line as he was trying to dunk it coming in for the left wing. The foul goes against Nebraska's Raleigh Wooster, his first, and it will be two foul shots here for the Boilermaker senior Caleb first.
Ooh, we were really close to seeing a nasty left-handed hammer from Caleb first in transition. Seemed like he just kind of maybe lost his balance a tad as he was going up, but of course the help side defense came with a flurry as well, trying to contest, and did foul him at the summit.
Caleb is a 72% foul shooter on the season, but he misses the first foul shot. Subbing out of the game for Nebraska will be Mia. He will be replaced by Andre Morgan, a 6'10 senior, transfer from North Dakota State. Second foul shot is also no good. Caleb has been a good foul shooter all season long, but he misses both foul shots there. And Nebraska has the ball with Purdue leading 10-5. Morgan, between the rings, dribbles once with the left hand, will hand to Bryce Williams. He dribbles to the right elbow to Buchtengel in the right corner, right back to Williams, who's now in the corner. Back to Buchtengel, back to Williams. They're playing a two-man game on the right wing. Williams with five on a shot clock to Buchtengel. Deep three straight away. Missed it short. Long rebound in the corner from Braden Smith. Quickly to C.J. Cox. Up the far sideline, he comes right to left. Purdue in the old gold uniforms, an early 10-5 lead. 15:40 to go in a half. Left side catch. Here's Cox in the triple threat position. Williams on him to Lawyer. Rising and firing. Missing from the left elbow. Rebounded out of there by Nebraska's Wooster. Here comes Nebraska on the run left to right. They throw it inside to Morgan. He tries to rip and go and had it stolen. Stolen away by Braden Smith. Purdue has a 2-on-3. Braden Smith cautiously pulls the ball back. Now works his way to the right elbow. Tried to throw it inside. It's caught by the Boilermakers' Caleb First, who gives it right back to Braden, who misses a corner three. That was kind of a bad possession.
Little helter-skelter there, and then I think Braden was like, oh, I'm tired of this deflections. Let's just fire, and unfortunately missed it badly.
Bryce Williams driving right. Block! Oh, he threw up a prayer and made it. Tough shot. Bryce Williams averaging 19 a game. That's his first two, and it's Purdue 10, Nebraska 7.
It was a nice finish. Took the little bump there from Kaufman, ran along the baseline, and just floated that shot up softly.
Lawyer leaves it on the high right wing to his teammate, Trey Kaufman-Wren. Wants to spin. He banks it in from the right block. He was about two steps outside of the block. Wasn't a great angle, but somehow Trey still was able to bank it into the bucket.
That was smooth by Kaufman-Wren and a big-time shot because he's able to elevate and get that floater off glass just before that baseline side double team was able to arrive.
Morgan guarded by Trey Kaufman-Wren at the top of the key to Bryce Williams. Dribbling to the free throw line, kicking in the right corner. Wooster a three, no long. Jawan Gary rebounds Nebraska and then had it stolen. That's a second steal of the game for C.J. Cox. Good hands by C.J., who will shoot a three at the other end. C.J. Cox, a triple time for the freshman from Massachusetts. Purdue's up 15-7.
How about that? He just dribbles that ball up the right side and allows the Nebraska defender just to leave him. You can't leave the basketball. Certainly someone who can shoot the rock like C.J., he makes him pay.
Williams coming in from the left side. Missed the bunny layup. How did he miss the layup? He's frustrated with himself. It goes out of bounds, baseline right, and Purdue will have the ball. 13:48 to play. We're in the first half at Mackey Arena. Purdue 15, Nebraska 7 on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Boilermakers the ball here in a 15-7 lead. Braden Smith, perimeter left, tried to throw it to TKR on a quick dive off the screen, but the ball was kicked by Nebraska's Andre Morgan. Kickball gives Purdue 20 on the shot clock.
Coach Hoiberg seemed to try to be arguing there that he felt like one of his players got a hand on that pass and it was a deflection versus a kick, but I thought it was a kick in real time.
It was ruled a kick by the officiating crew. Lawyer between the circles, throws the Trey Kaufman-Wren, swings it left side for a Heidi three. It was blocked. Heidi's three was actually blocked and then went out of bounds without anyone touching it on the baseline. So Purdue will keep the ball with 8 on the shot clock. Who blocked that shot?
Buchtengel.
Okay, that was excellent defense to run out there at Camden Heidi and stop what looked to be a wide-open three at the moment.
I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that because then I was going to have to try to pronounce Buchtengel's name. But
boy, good defense by the 6'10 UCLA transfer.
Yes, he used that length well to close out.
Purdue needs to hurry here. Braden Smith a three. Triple time. Braden Smith with a shot clock at 2. And Purdue extends the lead to 18-7.
What a huge hit there. Beautiful inside-out action from Kaufman-Wren to Braden. And Braden, nice knowledge and awareness of the shot clock.
Purdue is 4 of 6 from the three-point line to start the game after being miserable from the three-point line Thursday night at Rutgers. But Buchtengel is dribbling with the ball perimeter left. Almost double dribbled, but kept his hand on the top of it. Now to Morgan. Topside handoff. It goes to the left wing here in the hands of Bryce Williams. Williams spinning on Braden Smith, and he traveled. Braden was giving up about 7 inches in the post, but he held his spot, and Williams is called for traveling.
That's one of those matchups where the further out in the perimeter, it favors Braden. Braden's got the quickness advantage. But as Williams started to get closer and closer to that elbow area, you're worried he might rise up and shoot. But great defense by Braden.
Five Nebraska turnovers already. Braden Smith right baseline. Dribbled himself to 12 feet. No one guarded him. He said, fine, I'll make a 12-footer. Purdue now leading 20-7.
So good making those passes out of those situations. The defense was anticipating that, I think, which just freed him up.
And here's a steal for Trey Kaufman right at midcourt. Dribbles to the other end. Goes strong to the basket. Missed the layup. Got his own rebound and put it into the basket. Timeout, Nebraska. Trey Kaufman-Wren stole the ball at midcourt, raced to the other end, missed the layup, but got his own rebound and cashed it in. Purdue 22, Nebraska 7, 12:09 to go in the first half on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Aaron Ulis, the Iowa transfer, is into the game right now for Nebraska. He has the ball on the perimeter right on the toes on the arc, guarded closely by Braden Smith. Just past Juwan Gary, left arm. Now to Ulis, top of the key with a shot clock at four. Gives to Hoiberg, to Asijan. Shot clock at one. Asijan has to force up a difficult shot. Misses badly from the right wing. Rebounded by Camden Heidi of Purdue. Shot clock was expiring. Asijan had no other chance to just throw up a prayer. Purdue with a rebound here. Boilermakers the lead at 22-7. Heidi swings it left side. Lawyer. Lawyer dribbles left baseline. Stops 12 feet from the bucket. Gives it further left wing to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Now to Braden Smith between the circles. Shot clock at 5. Trey Kaufman-Wren will now shoot a floater and hit it from 14 feet straight away. 8 points already for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Purdue leading 24-7.
That is just so difficult to guard. Purdue just wears you out over the course of the whole possession. Pretty good D for about, 20, 22 seconds. Then Purdue just hits that pocket pass to Kaufman-Wren. He drills a floater.
Aaron Ulis. Chest pass to the high left elbow. Catch for Morgan. He'll give to Asijan. Asijan to the left baseline. Cut off by Colvin. Pivoting out of trouble. Throws to Hoiberg. And a corner three from Hoiberg. Sam Hoiberg. A 36% three-point shooter. Finally stops the Boilermaker run. It's 24-10.
How about the coach's son, Sam Hoiberg, with Nebraska reeling. Just steps up and hits a huge shot in that left corner.
Purdue's Camden Heidi. Left elbow extended. Bounces it right. Block caught by Trey Kaufman-Wren. Out to Lawyer. Fakes a three and dribbles in. Shoots a floater from 8 feet and scores. Fletcher Lawyer has 8 points himself. Purdue's up 26-10.
He put even a little extra loft on that floater and it still finds the bottom of the net.
Ulis spins into the painted area. Kick it to Gary for an open three right wing. In and out. No good, Juwan Gary. Rebound, Trey Kaufman-Wren. His second rebound. Purdue on the run. Colvin in the corner to Heidi. That's the left quarter. Throws it way out high where it's caught topside by Braden Smith. He's dribbling between the legs. Left to right wearing the pink sneakers. Bounces it. Caught by Colvin. Swinging it out left side. Heidi and stolen. Hoiberg steals the ball from Heidi. Purdue's first turnover of the game. Gary is going to drive and he'll be called for charging. Fletcher Lawyer takes the charge from Juwan Gary. That's the seventh turnover against Nebraska.
Wow, what a job by Fletch in transition. Heidi bobbles that ball and Hoiberg so quick, so low to the ground, steals it. But Fletch, the anticipation of the Euro step from Gary. Gary going strong down that right side. Fletch thought he might Euro step back towards the middle, and he sure did. And Fletch was there waiting, took the hit in the chest.
Purdue subs in Jakari Harris, the 6'3 freshman from Atlanta, and Raleigh Burgess, the 6'11 freshman from Cincinnati. Purdue attacking the bucket to our left. Braden Smith lost the ball in the paint, picked it back up, and gives it to Burgess. He spins and kicks it out for a Colvin three. Right wing, it's long. Rebounded by whom? Connor Asijan, and then he was fouled by Jakari Harris. Asijan went strong for the ball, and once he had secured it, Jakari Harris tried to strip it away from him. Foul against Jakari, his first. Team's first. Caleb first replaces Camden Heidi. Purdue 26, Nebraska 10.
Well, pretty good look for Miles. Just it's been a struggle for him, unfortunately, from long range. Going to need him to hopefully step up and knock a couple down, as we know Nebraska is going to allow those three-point field goals.
Juwan Gary somehow got open on the left block. I don't know how, but he was wide open for a little lay-in, and it makes the Purdue lead 26-12, just 14 points now.
So just miscommunication on that dribble handoff the left on the left wing. Purdue caught behind and allowed Gary to get that look.
And another steal for Hoiberg. His layup at the other end is uncontested. Big minutes for Sam Hoiberg off the bench. He has two steals and now 5 points. It's Purdue 26, Nebraska 14.
And it's certainly changed the complexion of this game so far.
Hoiberg, now in the season, has 24 steals. Braden Smith, hesitation at the left elbow, keeps driving in, kicks to Colvin on the right wing. A catch and shoot, three, there you got him. A Miles Colvin triple. That's what my broadcast partner wanted, and he got it. Purdue's up 29-14.
Thank you, Miles. He delivers in a big moment there with Nebraska having some momentum. Braden Smith gets into the teeth, creates opportunities for others.
Here's a three from a CG in left corner. No good. Rebounded Braden Smith of the Boilermakers. Braden Smith in the ballgame has already 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 5 points. Braden now 8 assists away from 600 in his career. And make it one less. His bounce pass leads to a Caleb first layup. First scoring of the game for Caleb. And here's a steal by Jakari Harris. He knocked it out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska. Timeout on the floor. The turnovers are mounting for the Huskers. And the Boilermakers are better because of it. Purdue 31, Nebraska 14. The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. On the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard, Purdue 31, Nebraska 14. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Purdue has the ball out of the timeout with that 31-14 lead. Braden Smith, a three on the right wing, is long and rebounded by Bryce Williams of Nebraska. Purdue has traditionally not been a takeaway team. Just that hasn't been in their M.O., but maybe the times they are changing
that
in West
Lafayette.
7:05 to go and a half. The clock ticking here. Raleigh Wooster driving to the right elbow and stopping. Miles Colvin all over him to Jawan Gary, who dribbles in and kicks to the corner to Hoiberg. Hoiberg leaves it high for Bryce Williams, left wing. Back to the corner for Gary. A Jawan Gary three hit the side of the backboard. Rebounded by Jakari Harris.
Wow, hit the side of the backboard.
Purdue with the ball now. We're in the gold unis here at home. 6:40 to go. We're in the first half. Here's Braden Smith, perimeter right with a right-handed dribble. To Burgess, fakes a three, perimeter left wing. Now to Jakari Harris, back to Braden Smith. Shot clock at 6. He'll shoot a three with Gary all over him and miss. And it's rebounded by Wooster of Nebraska. Purdue started the game red hot from 3. Now they're 5 of 10 from the three-point line. Not terrible, certainly. Here's Bryce Williams, right elbow. Kicks to the far left corner, caught by Gary. Dribbling in from there, stopping on the block. Cut off by First. Leaves it out high for a Wooster three. He missed it from the left wing. Rebounded Caleb First. Three-point shooting not great for Nebraska. They start the game 2 of 10 from the three-point line.
Wooster really struggling, just 24% from three on the year.
Braden Smith left it down low for Raleigh Burgess, and he was fouled by Sam Hoiberg, but before the shot. So that will be an out-of-bounds for Purdue baseline left. It's only the third Nebraska team foul. Burgess leaving, so is Miles Colvin. They're replaced here by Trey Kaufman-Wren and Fletcher Lawyer. 5:57 to play, first half. Purdue, Nebraska, only regular season meeting this year between these two teams. Purdue with a 17-point lead for the moment. Lawyer, floater, left baseline, nearly overshot the bucket. Rebound on weak side, Trey Kaufman-Wren. He banked it in. Trey Kaufman-Wren, right place, right time. 10 points for Trey, which means he has scored in double figures in every game this year.
Just a double-figure scoring machine. Trey Kaufman-Wren, great job, offensive glass, and gets that little floater up off the window quickly.
Bryce Williams of Nebraska has scored in double figures in all but one game this year for Nebraska. Right now, he has 2 points, and right now, he has the ball. Jakari Harris guarding him right wing. Gives it up to Wooster, driving in from the left wing. Kick it to Jawan Gary for a three. He misses right wing. Long rebound grabbed by Purdue's Braden Smith. Purdue on the run. Here they come. Shooting is Fletcher Lloyd. Missing, he tried to draw a foul, but in doing so, not only did he not get the call, but he took a bad shot. Nebraska the rebound. Gary, to the left block, spinning and shooting with a right-handed hook. Jawan Gary scores. He has 4 points. It's Purdue 33, Nebraska 16.
That was unfortunate. Fletcher Lawyer pump fakes, puts the ball on the floor, and takes a pretty sizable hit from the defender who was closing out. Then just tried to draw the foul and get it up there, get a shooting foul, but doesn't get the whistle.
Warrior fakes a three. This time left corner, gives to Harris, who will shoot a three. Jakari Harris. That is only, for him, his seventh made three of the season. He's a 21% three-point shooter, but he knocks that one in. Purdue leads 36-16. And somehow, Gary got open under the bucket, left block for a lay-in. Boy, Jakari Harris, each of the last two games has made a big three.
That was no hesitation either, right? That's what you just love to see from a guy. He's definitely someone you can tell from a confidence standpoint, starting to get it back, seeing some of these balls go in.
Trey Kaufman ran, capped the basket, and a foul. A 12-foot floater as Mia was clobbering him. An and one for Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. Boilermakers at the line for the and one. Purdue's degree plus gives students a chance to earn a Bachelor of Science and one from the College of Liberal Arts, both in 4 years. Check out the Liberal Arts degree plus and see if and one is right for you.
This Purdue team really clicking on all cylinders right now. They've got that nice rotation Purdue settled in. Too, with Caleb First and CJ Cox starting, it just feels like all the pieces of the puzzle are fitting in nicely. And how about Kaufman-Wrenn just thriving in that painted area off those pocket passes from Braden Smith, with Mia, the 7'1" center, closing out. It felt like he had to add a little extra extension on that floater. Just a big time finish.
Foul shot good. Trey Kaufman-Wrenn is just a 57% foul shooter, but he makes that one. And dating back to last game, now Trey's made four in a row. Purdue's ahead 39-18 at the four-minute mark. Connor Asijan, the Wisconsin transfer, to Buyukdinja. Tamia catches it top of the key, puts the ball above his head, and then starts dribbling. Bryce Williams fakes a deep three between the circles. Lost it down low, but it went right into the hands of Mia, who dunks it home. That was a fortunate bounce that Mia said thank you very much, dunking the ball into the basket. Purdue leads 39-20.
That was fortunate, and then he dunked that with authority and did a little chin-up on the rim, too.
And at 7'1", 265 pounds, don't be surprised if he pulls the rim right off of the backboard. Oh, a turnover. Purdue's third of the game. A bad pass. Braden Smith stolen by Buyukdinjel underneath the bucket. Nebraska the ball here. 3:15 to go, first half. Buyukdinjel dribbling between the rings. Caleb First is guarding him. Chest pass to Mia. Gives it up Juwan Gary, wearing the red t-shirt under the red jersey and dribbling between the circles. Stops at the top of the key, throws inside to Mia. Catching on the extended left block. He tried a cross key pass, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue. Five on the shot clock when we come back to Mackey Arena. Purdue 39, Nebraska 20. Nebraska the ball baseline right as we're back to action. They throw it way out high to Juwan Gary. Wants to drive Lawyer down the left side of the bucket and miss, but a foul will be called. The Boilermaker standing in the way and drawing the foul was Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. His first, only the second foul on Purdue here in the first half, but it will be a two-shot opportunity for Juwan Gary. Gary is 75% foul shooter.
It was just a design play there where they lined up Gary at the right elbow, lobbed it over the top to him, and then just freed up that entire left lane line for him to drive it. They liked the matchup probably with him on Fletcher Lawyer, with him attacking the basket, and he was able to get the foul.
Juwan Gary, with that free throw, is now 29 points away from scoring 1,000 in his career. Played his first two seasons at Alabama before transferring to Nebraska. Second foul shot on the way for Gary is also good. Purdue 39, Nebraska 22. Nebraska wearing scarlet-colored uniforms on the road, producing gold. Only regular season meeting this year between these two teams. High right elbow, a catch for Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. Dribble hand off the Lawyer, dribbles right wing, now finds Braden Smith, who dribbles to the free throw line, stops. Throws it behind him to Lawyer. Shot clock's down to seven. To the right baseline, it goes to Trey Kaufman-Wrenn. Out to Braden Smith, swing it left side. CJ Cox, a three in the corner, good! Another triple time for CJ, his second in the game.
Man, Purdue's role players just stepping up in a big way from downtown. That's CJ's second three. Miles has one as well. Jakari knocked one home. Just big time shot making by this Purdue squad.
A 20-point lead for the Boilermakers here at home. And now Buyukdinjel got open under the bucket and dunked it in uncontested. How about CJ Cox? With those two made threes, he's now over 40% from three on the season.
That's huge. That's exactly what you need from that other guy out there alongside the big three. But Nebraska now 4 of their last 4 from the field. Purdue's got to start to tighten things up defensively.
Trey Kaufman Wren lobs for Caleb First underneath the bucket. Got double teamed and then lost the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Caleb First. That's only Purdue's 3rd turnover. But it does give the ball back to the Huskers with 1:49 remaining in the half. And by the way, I'll correct myself, it is 4 first-half turnovers on Purdue. Purdue had 8 for the game Thursday night at Rutgers.
That was a situation where Trey probably just should have shot that floater again. He's had so much success doing it. I think he felt like maybe time to share the sugar a little bit, but that was the wrong time for it.
Nebraska attacking the basket to our right, and they got a bucket in the paint. Andre Morgan averages 8 a game. The North Dakota State transfer got to the front of the rim and laid it in. Purdue leads by 16.
Pretty impressive individual move by Morgan as well. One dribble to his right, spins back hard to his left, and he left Trey Kaufman running the dust on that move.
Morgan, he's now 16 points from 1,000 in his career. And here's a kick ball. Braden Smith was trying to bounce it into the painted area to Trey Kaufman Wren, but one of those Huskers put his right sneaker on it. Kick ball puts the shot clock at 20. Game clock at 1:12. Purdue inbounding baseline left.
You don't want Nebraska here. 1:12. It's down to 16. You don't want them to get too much life as you close this half out.
Purdue inbounds the Lawyer. Shooting a 3 on the right wing. And that one is a triple time.
Well, that'll take away any sort of confidence for the Huskers. Just drain a triple right in the right wing.
His 3rd made 3 of the game for Fletcher. He has 11 points. We're under 1 minute to go. Bryce Williams is on the right baseline. Leaves it out high for Buchanan Gel. Perimeter left. He'll hand to Asesian, the Central Noble High School standout. Back to Buchanan Gel. Lost it out of bounds. Baseline right. Last touch, Braden Smith of Purdue. 6 on the shot clock for Nebraska. They'll inbound from the far baseline in the corner. That's a tough spot to inbound from. Trigger man will be Juwan Gary. Check it. That's Williams. Bryce Williams. Leaves it way out high for Morgan. Shot clock down to 4. Now 3. Williams traveled. He traveled. 9th turnover of the first half on Nebraska.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, Morgan's not the guy you want the ball with at 35 feet with the shot clock winding down. He was able to quickly get into a handoff to Bryce Williams with about 3 seconds on the shot clock, but that's where the timing of the essence. Bryce Williams, I think, a little nervous, trying to make sure he gets that shot off before the shot clock expires, and just shuffles the feet quickly for the travel immediately as he received that handoff.
Nebraska has 11 made buckets and 9 turnovers. Purdue, 20 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock, and leading 45-26 with a ball. Braden Smith just dribbling out on the high left arc, well outside of the arc, actually a good 10 feet, and now we'll go into motion with 8 on the shot clock. Dribbles into the painted area, throws it out high to Heidi. Heidi back to Braden Smith, dribbles in, lost it, stolen by the Huskers. Hoiberg will have a run out, and Purdue's going to take a timeout with 6.3. That was an ill-timed turnover because it led to a layup for Sam Hoiberg, who now has 7 points. Purdue will stop the clock with a timeout with 6.3 to go. Purdue using its use-it-or-lose-it timeout here in the first half. Boilermakers leading 45-28. Let's see. Braden Smith has it, racing right to left. Clock at 4, now 3. Braden tried to throw it down low to Trey Kaufman-Wren, who had it tipped away at the very last second. He couldn't get a shot up. Had the pass been just a tad bit more accurate, it might have led to a Trey Kaufman layup. Tough to tell because there are a lot of red jerseys in there. But at the end of the day, no shot is attempted. Ball was knocked away by Nebraska as the clock expired. Purdue 45, Nebraska 28. Halftime at Purdue's Mackey Arena. Bryce Williams, 18 feet straight away, in and out, no good. Caleb First the rebound, his 3rd of the game. Purdue on the run, left to right. C.J. Cox fakes a 3 on the right wing. Now they'll swing it to the top side, caught by Braden Smith. Dribbles twice, right wing catch for Trey Kaufman. Rendon Lawyer, deep 3, straight away, triple time from 30 feet away. Fletcher Lawyer, wow.
This dude is red hot. Just talk about being locked in. That was extra deep as well. Came off a screen, top of the key area, a couple feet behind the line, no problem.
Purdue leading by 20 at 48-28. The score here against the Huskers. Shot clock at 12, game clock at 19. Juwan Gary lobs it down inside. That goes to the big fella, Mihan. He had it poked away and stolen. Stolen by the Boilermakers. Fletcher Lawyer with a steal, and now Lawyer throws it inside to Trey Kaufman, right on the offensive end. Right block. Recycle it out high to Cox. Cox step back, back 18-footer in. C.J. Cox. 10 points for C.J. It is his seventh double-figure scoring of his young career, and Purdue's up 50-28. Here's a Juwan Gary three, and it's not going to count because of an illegal screen. Gary was wide open in the right corner. The reason he was wide open, an illegal screen against Berka Bayuktengel. Another Nebraska turnover. That's their 11th of the game.
Unbelievable. C.J. Cox, the individual play he makes on the previous possession. He had the matchup with Bayuktengel on the perimeter, and he went to work. Got his own pull-up jumper.
Lawyer a three straight away. This one missed off on the right side of the rim and a foul on Caleb First. He was trying to get a rebound but knocked Bayuktengel down in the process. Foul on First is his first.
Oh, the first on First.
Berka Bayuktengel.
That is one of the all-timers.
Originally from Turkey, played last year at UCLA. Averaged 4 points a game last year for the Bruins. Raleigh Wooster, left elbow to Mia, kick in the corner. Bayuktengel a three, and the left-hander knocks in a triple. His second made three of the game. He has 8 points. Averages 7.5. Purdue leading 50-31. 2 minutes expired in the second half. High right elbow catch for Trey Kaufman-Wren. Faces up against Miha. Now Braden Smith on the right wing is dribbling. Right-handed. Stops, gives back to Trey Kaufman-Wren. Fumbled it. Kicks in a corner for a Braden Smith three. Right side. It is long. Weak side rebound. C.J. Cox kept it alive, but then it was stolen. Trying to save it inbounds by Nebraska. On the run, another turnover. This one stolen by Caleb First. It was poked away by Fletcher Lawyer. Purdue on the run. Left to right. What a maker's Fletcher Lawyer. For Caleb First to Kaufman-Wren. Floater from 8 feet away. Good. Transition basketball after the takeaway. Purdue extends the lead 52-31.
Just tremendous ball movement there by Purdue in transition. Fletcher doesn't have anything. Gets it to Caleb First, who has great interior passing inside to Kaufman-Wren.
Three on the way. Right corner, Juwan. Gary is long. Bayuktengel fought for it. Couldn't get it. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Trey Kaufman-Wren. He gives to Braden Smith. Purdue with a 4-on-2. Cox a three in transition. A triple time. C.J. Cox. Timeout, Nebraska. And the three-point onslaught continues inside of Mackey Arena. Purdue 55, Nebraska 31. Timeout on the floor on the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield.
Purdue men's basketball all season long on your home for the Boilermakers. Z96.5 WAZY Lafayette.
Bayuktengel, baseline right, throws a skip pass to the left corner, caught by Hoiberg, whose pass is stolen at midcourt by Trey Kaufman-Wren. He'll give to C.J. Cox, who makes a whoop-de-doo reverse left-handed layup. 15 in the game for the freshman Cox.
Oh my goodness, Cox, afraid of the shot blocking. Bryce Williams on the right side goes dipsy-doo lefty reverse lay-in.
And at the other end, Wooster will score his first scoring of the game. Raleigh Wooster, the transfer from Utah, silencing the crowd for the moment. Purdue 57, Nebraska 33. C.J. Cox had 16 points against Auburn in December. That's his career high. Right now he's at 15. And the Boilermakers having their way offensively against Nebraska. Braden Smith, right baseline, leans into a defender, and they're going to wipe off the bucket. Braden got clobbered shooting from the right baseline by Juwan Gary. He threw up a wing and a prayer. It went into the basket, but official Doug Sermon says the foul was on the floor, not on the shot. First of all, how did that shot even go into the basket? I'm not certain. And secondly, why not count it? Come on, Doug Sermons. Timeout on the floor on a Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard. Purdue 57, Nebraska 33. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Back to action. Purdue attacking the bucket to our right on the offensive possession here. Right corner to C.J. Cox. Dribbles into 18 feet. Shoots and scores. And there it is. A career high. 17 points for C.J. Cox.
He is just looking so comfortable right there. Just no hesitation. 1-2 dribble pull-up.
Purdue now leads 59-33. Bryce Williams, a three in the corner, missed the shot but was fouled by Caleb First. Second foul on Caleb, and now three foul shots coming for Bryce Williams. Williams entered the game averaging 19 points a contest. He has had six 25-point games this year. That's 25-plus. Right now, he has 2 points on the ledger.
Incredible job once again. This Purdue defense slowing down the opponent's top scorer as Williams sinks the first free throw right there. Caleb First just a little bit too carried away. Tries to do a nice job with a high contest and just lets his momentum with that left hand get a little bit too close to Bryce Williams' shooting form.
He makes the first two. Williams, who wears number three on the scarlet jersey. And think about the fact it's been the freshman C.J. Cox doing the bulk of the work on Williams. Williams is a sixth-year senior. Cox is a true freshman.
I've been impressed with C.J.'s defense from day one. His ability to guard the basketball, he's got quick hands. But you're right, as Williams sinks that third free throw, just really impressive work by C.J. Cox as a freshman guarding some of these, you know, tough upperclassmen.
Bryce Williams, 91% foul shooter, so no surprise he made all three of them. Purdue 59, Nebraska 36 with 15-12 remaining. Cox a three on the right wing. Why not? Another triple for C.J. Cox, who is having himself a day.
Oh, just inside out. Braden Smith comes off that down screen, gets it. Hit C.J. Cox, who delivers the pass. His man jumps to the basketball, but too far away. And that's a quick little pitch back to C.J. for the catch and shoot three.
And a ball lost en route to the bucket by Bryce Williams, but last touched by Purdue. Out of bounds, baseline left. First 20-point game in the career of C.J. Cox. He has 20 points to go with three rebounds as well, by the way. Nebraska inbounding, throwing into Juwan Gary. Lost it. Diving on the floor is Braden Smith. Last touch by Purdue, but excellent hustle by Braden Smith. Our hustle play of the game presented by Republic Airways. Apply to Lyft Academy. Start your aviation career today.
Purdue has just had such good active hands on the defensive end. That time, almost another steal.
12 on the shot clock for Nebraska to work with here. They attack the basket to our left at Mackey. Bryce Williams rising and shooting from 17, right wing and missing. Rebounded Trey Kaufman-Wren of Purdue. Purdue on the run. Fletcher Lawyer had it right wing. Gets it back after giving to Trey Kaufman-Wren and makes a reverse right-handed layup on the left side of the bucket. I'm not sure how he made it, but he has 16 points.
That was a dime by Kaufman-Wren, seeing the cutting Lawyer.
Purdue extends the lead to 64-36. How about seven assists for Trey Kaufman-Wren? And now a bucket and a foul against Purdue. Caleb First commits his third foul of the game. Bucket counts for the Huskers. Seven assists for Trey Kaufman-Wren.
That is one area that he has just made such a leap this year. Of course, he had the increased chances with the usage and the ball in his hands much more with Zach gone. But Trey, as a player early in his career, it was not necessarily the most willing passer, and he has become such a good distributor, especially high post area or on the block. And Purdue, with between Fletcher, Trey, and Braden Smith, so many great players to initiate offense. And you got another guy today in C.J. Cox who's stepping into the fray as well.
Wooster completes the and one. Raleigh Wooster has 5 points against an 8-point average. Experienced player coming in from Utah. Started 16 games last year at Utah, but then was injured, had to miss the rest of the season. But he's back healthy and playing well for Nebraska here as a transfer. 64-39, Purdue leading. We're down to 14:05 to go in a game. High ball screen. Trey Kaufman-Wren from Braden Smith. Short roll, but throws it left wing to Cox. Now to Lawyer, straight away three. Triple time. Fletcher Lawyer. My goodness, is Purdue shooting well. Five threes in the game for Fletcher Lawyer.
And boy, Fletcher, he just loves playing the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He just seems to thrive when he sees the red and white. And Purdue and Fletcher deflects that ball out of bounds, and Nebraska will retain it. Coming into this game, Fletcher averaged 20.7 points per game, was 11 for 28 from three. Now today, 19 points, 5 of 6 from long range, 7 of 11 from the field.
And Fletcher's only dunk
in
his career came in at Nebraska.
Yes.
His freshman year.
He even has a higher vertical leap when he sees the Cornhuskers.
He had that right-handed dunk coming down the right side of the paint in Lincoln his freshman season. That's the only time we've seen Fletcher dunk the ball in a game.
A true out-of-body experience for Fletch that day.
Juwan Gary drives and scores. He went uncontested all the way to the bucket. 10 points in a game for Juwan Gary. Averages 11.7. Purdue 67, Nebraska 41. Braden Smith, right wing, shoots from 18 feet on a pull-up. It's in and out, no good. But Buchtentjel rebounds Nebraska. Quickly ahead to Bryce Williams, crossing the timeline right to left. Back to Buchtentjel for a three from the left wing. It is short. Long rebound. Trey Kaufman-Wren has it for the Boilermakers. Kaufman-Wren, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Here's a lob and a dunk behind his head for Camden Heidi. Wow! Scoring at the other end to Seagian with a layup. Heidi caught the ball and dunked it behind his head. At the other end, Lawyer missed a layup. Seagian rebounds. This is turning into a bit of a track meet now. Seagian, a deep three, right wing, no. Rebounded Williams. Back in the bucket, good for Nebraska. When I say track meet, that's a kind way of saying it looks more like a pickup game right now than a competitive basketball game. Neither team doing much guarding for the moment. Purdue leading 69-45.
Some incredible back-and-forth action, and that was fun. I could see Camden Heidi. She streaked right in front of us, Rob, along this right sideline. And we know Braden's always looking to throw a lob when he can, and but how about that? It's kind of, the ball's kind of more in front of the rim, so Cam, all in one motion, turned his back and flushed reverse style. That was really big time.
Unbelievable play for Camden Heidi. Boilers with a ball. Braden Smith dribbled in from the left baseline with 12:20 to go in a game. Here's a three from Colvin on the left wing. In and out, no good. Heidi almost tipped it in as he came flying in out of nowhere. Ball tipped out of bounds, baseline right. Last touch by Boom. Last touch by Purdue.
Wow, they called a foul, I think, on Braden Smith, actually. Braden was complaining to the official that he felt like Nebraska tipped it out, and it's almost like the official said, oh, you know what? I'll just call a foul on you instead.
Can you get a foul for complaining? A common foul? Because it wasn't a technical. Nebraska the ball, 12:05 remaining here. Spinning and shooting is Gary in the paint, but misses. Rebounded Camden Heidi of the Boilermakers. Cam has 2 rebounds to go with 2 points, but it's been the most impressive 2 points of the game. That behind-the-head dunk a moment ago. 11:50 remaining. Here's a deep three on the right side. Missed by the Boilermakers, C.J. Cox. He finally misses a shot. Does C.J. Here's Connor and C.J. in, and he went to the rim and scored from the left side, fouled by Colvin. Connor Assegian, who's the 10th all-time leading scorer in the history of Indiana high school basketball, will be at the line for an and one when we come back to Mackey Arena. Purdue 69, Nebraska 47 on the Central Indiana Honda Dealers scoreboard. This is Boilermaker Basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. At the foul line, Connor Assegian, transfer out of Wisconsin. All Big Ten freshman team as a freshman at Wisconsin. Had a tough sophomore season last year in Madison, now playing as a junior in Lincoln. And he completes the and one. He has 5 points. Purdue 69, Nebraska 48.
He's a talented offensive player. You're right. Had that tough situation where John Blackwell, the freshman, really came on for the Badgers. And that relegated a Seagian to bench role.
Here's a 15-foot floater for Trey Kaufman-Wren. That's no good off the back of the rim and rebounded by Connor Assegian. And here come the Huskers on the run right to left. Hoiberg gives it up to his teammate Morgan. Fake to three right wing. Gives to Juwan Gary, who dribbles inside of the right arc. Kicks to Assegian for a three in the left corner that is missed. Rebounded Trey Kaufman-Wren. Assegian is a 41% three-point shooter. Ja'Kari Harris a three at the other end. He will not miss. Second made three of the game for the freshman Ja'Kari Harris. Bryce Williams, an off-balance jumper, left side, rebounded weak side, Camden Heidi. Colvin a three, right wing in transition. Yeah, another triple for the Boilermakers. This one for Miles Colvin, his second, and then Miles is called for a technical foul because apparently he had something to say to the defender, I think is what happened. Oh, what happened? You saw it, I didn't.
He did his three-point celebration is kind of a Spider-Man little web-slinging maneuver, and he did it right at Connor Assegian. He basically did it right in his direction. The official saw it the whole way.
I see.
A lot of times he does it towards the crowd.
Uh-huh.
the paint crew is most often who he does it to, but this time as they were running back, he just did it right at the defender.
Okay.
And the official did not like that. Even though the defender was running back on offense and didn't see it, the official saw it.
Bryce Williams made the first foul shot. These are the technical foul shots here, and he made the second one. So the three-pointer for Colvin gives him 6 points, but he also picks up a foul with a technical for the extracurricular. So you call that the Spider-Man. See, I did not didn't know that.
He actually, you know, he looks quite a bit. Miles does like the Spider-Man character, Miles Morales, who has the same first name.
Yep. See, I don't
You got to get up on your Spider-Man.
Sorry, man. I don't follow these things.
So, Miles has he's got a necklace that's got a Spider-Man logo on it. So, yeah, he's all up in there, man.
Man, the knowledge you have to the broadcast today.
Background knowledge here.
I knew none of this coming in. Asijan, a three, left corner, good. Connor Asijan. Central Noble High School. He has 9, make it 8 points. Purdue leading 75-53 with 10:20 remaining. Braden Smith dribbling on the high right wing. Now to the top of the arc he goes and throws into the right corner. Caught by Jakari Harris. Driving. Kick it to Heidi, who was diving into the bucket. Kicks it left corner for Colvin. Colvin swings it further left side to Heidi. Shot clock is at 8. Braden Smith with the ball. Wants a screen from Trey Kaufman. Rim to the shot clock at 5. Dribbles left wing. Shoots a deep contested 3. And has a triple time. Braden Smith has 8 points. The Boilermakers cannot miss today from the three-point arc. Leading 78-53.
Bruce has been so good offensively. Even when Nebraska has some of their better defensive possessions, Purdue still finds ways to knock down shots.
And a steal for Camden Heidi to Braden Smith, lobbing for Colvin, and he dunked behind his head in the same manner that Camden Heidi did just a moment ago. A behind-the-head dunk that brings down the house. And more importantly, Braden Smith is now over 600 career assists. He's just the 18th player in the history of the Big Ten to have 600 assists or more in a career. 9:37 remains in the game. Purdue is leading 80-53. Wow. Driving, shooting, missing. Coming in from the left side was Morgan. Rebounded by Miles Colvin of the Boilermakers. He'll lead the break left to right. Heidi a 3 on the left wing. He misses. Long rebound. He had it. Lost it. Ended up to Raleigh Burgess's hands. Now to Harris for a 3. Jakari Harris's 3 and long, but Raleigh Burgess gets the rebound. Couple of offensive boards for the Boilermakers. A recycle opportunity. 8:50 remaining. Purdue leading 80-53. Heidi fakes the 3 left wing. Leaves it for Cox, who will shoot the 3 on the left wing. C.J. Cox! Are you kidding me? Purdue's up 83-53.
Oh, the hot shoot. Oh, moving screen in the backcourt on Morgan.
His first foul, Nebraska's 15th turnover.
Jakari Harris, just great job after the made 3 from Cox on good ball movement and a great dribble drive pass by Camden Heidi, drawing 2 and spraying it out. Jakari Harris picks up full court, harassing Euless, and Morgan tries to set a screen in the backcourt and fouls with the moving screen on Jakari.
Career high 23 points for C.J. Cox. Purdue is leading 83-53, a 30-point lead. Colvin a 3, make it a 33-point lead. Miles Colvin, right wing, triple time. His third made 3 of the game.
This is unbelievable shooting display by Purdue. We said Nebraska gives up a lot of threes, and Purdue is absolutely killing them from long range.
Hoiberg dribbling to the left elbow, giving to Asijan, who will drive and shoot a right-handed layup and make it. Connor Asijan off the bench for Nebraska, giving them some offense. Boilermakers up 86-55. 10 points in a game for Asijan. Cox leaves it high for Heidi. Swing it left side, Harris. Jakari now down low to Raleigh Burgess. He shoots and scores, and he was fouled as well. An and-one opportunity for the freshman, Raleigh Burgess. Timeout on the floor. 7:44 remaining. Everything Purdue is throwing up is coming up roses here in the second half. Purdue can't miss. Purdue leads 88-55 on a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Raleigh dribbles a couple of times, bends the knee, shoots the foul shot, and makes it. Raleigh is only on the season. Now 5 of 11 from the foul line, but he does complete the and one here. Purdue is shooting 61% from the three-point line. For the moment, that's the best percentage in a game this season. But we still have 7:32 remaining. Purdue's leading 89-55 as Aaron Euless will spin and score in the paint, shooting over his left shoulder. Euless, the Iowa transfer, with his first bucket, and Purdue's up 89-57.
And how about this, Rob? 11 made threes in the game was the max on the season. Prior to coming in today, Purdue's already got 17 made threes so far today.
Purdue is playing with Braden Smith on the bench. Stop the presses. Rarely is Braden on the bench ever. But he is now, with Purdue leading 89-57. 7 minutes to go. Shot clock at 5. Now 4. C.J. Cox will hoist up a 3. Almost banked it in, but missed it. Rebounded by Asijent for Nebraska. Asijent, right wing, will shoot a very deep 3. He'll miss it. C.J. Cox rebounds for Purdue. C.J. has 4 rebounds to go with his 23 points. Raven Smith has 14 assists today. Colvin a 3 straight away, long, rebounded Bryce Williams of Nebraska. Again, if you missed it earlier, Braden Smith now 602 career assists. Asijent a 3 left wing, good. 3 more for Connor Asijent. Purdue has only 2 players in its history with over 600 assists. Bruce Parkinson and now Braden Smith. Purdue 89, Nebraska 60. C.J. Cox swings it left side to Heidi into the left corner. Colvin, catch and shoot 3. Miles Colvin, he has found his shooting stroke. 3 more for Colvin. Purdue's ahead 92-60. Euless kicking in the left corner for an Asijent 3. He missed it long. Weak side rebound, Hoiberg. Out high for Bryce Williams. Williams wants to drive on Cox. To the rim he goes, and he was fouled. No, they're going to call a jump ball. They're going to call a jump ball. Active hands by C.J. Cox. Possession arrow favors Purdue. Watermakers will sub in Brian Waddell, the 6'7 redshirt junior, and Will Berg, the 7'2 redshirt sophomore from Stockholm, Sweden. C.J. Cox and Camden Heidi will exit, both getting a standing ovation from the sold-out Mackey Arena crowd.
What a tremendous effort by this Purdue basketball team today. This Nebraska team, they got some really good players, and have played an impressive schedule for them compared to usually in the non-conference, and Purdue just came out and lit them up.
Purdue tried to throw it inside. Ja'Kari Harris threw a bad pass, though, and it was stolen. Gavin Griffiths is subbed in for Nebraska. He's a transfer from Rutgers. Bryce Williams misses a 3 on the right wing, and Will Berg rebounds for Purdue. Purdue on the run, left to right in the old gold uniforms. Waddell perimeter left in the triple threat. Feeds Colvin between the circles. Back to Waddell, bounces it inside to Berg. Here comes the double team. He finds Raleigh Burgess on the weak side. Raleigh dunks it home. What a pass by Will Berg, threading the needle. Purdue's leading 94-60 with 5 minutes to play.
How about that vision there? And Raleigh, nice baseline cut.
A siege and a layup. He was fouled by Will Berg. 2 free throws coming for Connor. A siege and... Purdue about to win their 15th straight Big Ten game here inside the friendly confines of Mackey Arena, and they have done so impressively, leading by 34 points, and we still have 5 minutes to play. Asijent misses the foul shot. He rarely misses at the foul line. He's an 82% foul shooter. One more coming for Connor Asijent, the Fort Wayne native. He makes the second.
The fans wanting some free food.
Free french fries. But they won't get it because Asijent made the second foul shot. Have to miss 2 in a row. He gets some free fries. Here's a foul away from the ball. Will Berg was clearing space, and he just got hit with his second foul. Will Berg was trying to post on the left block and was too aggressive against Buyukdengel and is hit with a foul. That's a Purdue turnover. That's only Purdue's 7th turnover. Purdue had only 8, no 8, that is now 8, which equals the total number for turnovers Thursday night at Rutgers, 8.
Just really good job by Purdue, not beating themselves. When you have such an explosive offensive team, as long as you take care of the rock, you're going to give yourself a great chance.
And they've out-rebounded Nebraska. Huskers have only been out-rebounded one time all year. Here's a steal in the painted area by Raleigh Burgess. Another takeaway for the Boilers. Will Berg scores off a beautiful pass. Ja'Kari Harris found Big Will diving in from the free throw line. He laid it in from the right side. Purdue's up 96-61.
That's points off turnovers and transition buckets. Purdue right there. Great job, Jakari Harris, getting out in transition, drawing the defense, and Willie Bird lays it in.
Here's a deep three, missed, rebounded Jakari Harris of Purdue. Boilermakers the ball here, leading 96-61. This is Purdue's highest scoring game of the year. Raleigh Burgess underneath the bucket, had it stolen. Stolen away by Buyukden Gel on a double team from the Huskies. Bryce Williams, left side Buyukden Gel. Now to Asijan, shooting a three on the left wing, good. Well, Connor Asijan at least is putting on a show for, I'm sure he has a ton of family and friends visiting from Fort Wayne. Purdue has not reached 100 points in a game this year. Right now they're at 96, and they just turned it over again. No, Jakari somehow got it back. Finds Waddell, shot fakes, layup good. Brian Waddell scoring for the Boilermakers. Everyone that's played in the game tonight for Purdue has scored at least a field goal. And now we have a timeout for an injured player. Buyukden Gel was slow to get back to the other end of the floor. Timeout on the floor on a Central Indiana Honda dealer scoreboard. Purdue in a runaway, 98-64 over the Huskers. This is Boilermaker basketball on the Purdue Global Sports Network from Learfield. Right now, Purdue with the ball sitting at 98 points with 3:07 to go. Sam King, the walk-on from Columbus, Indiana, has subbed in for the Boilermakers.
Asijan just missed a three on the other end.
98-64 Purdue here. Miles Colvin between the rings, guarded by Griffiths to Waddell. Shot clock at five. Waddell will spin on Hoiberg, shoot, and missed a bank shot. It's tipped out of bounds baseline right. Purdue keeps the ball with 20 on the shot clock. Purdue Athletics would like to thank and recognize members of the Black and Gold Club who support Purdue Athletics through their sponsorship at the highest level. They include Indiana Packers, Molson Coors, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, Riley Children's Health, State Farm Insurance, Toyota, and Wabash, each great partners of Purdue Athletics. Purdue with the ball with 13 on the shot clock and almost turned it over to the Boilermakers, but somehow that ball ended up in the hands of Brian Waddell. Shot clock at 7. Sam King with the ball out high with a shot clock at 3. A deep three for Colvin, almost banked it in. Sam King rebounded, but King was standing on the baseline as he hustled in to get a rebound. That will give the ball back to Nebraska. That was a desperation heave near midcourt against the shot clock for Colvin that almost banked in. But who's going to go deep to the bench at the next dead ball? Jack Lusk and Jace Rail are going to sub into the game for the Boilermakers here in just a moment. Let's see if we can get another dead ball here. Driving is Hoiberg. Kick it out for Gavin Griffiths. Three. Missed it. Rebounded by, well, they're going to be a foul. Hoiberg fouled Will Bird trying to get the rebound. Second foul on Hoiberg. And into the game comes Jack Lusk, sophomore from Elkhorn, Nebraska, son of assistant coach Paul Lusk. And Jace Rell, the 5'11 walk-on sophomore from Kokomo, into the game as well for the Boilermakers. Here's Brian Waddell in the right corner. He's going to shoot a three from that corner. And he made it! And Purdue has hit triple digits. A triple from Brian Waddell gets Purdue 101.
What a shot, B-Wad. The defense just leaves him after he fumbled the dribble. He took advantage.
He is now on the season 3 of 4 at the three-point line is Brian Waddell, 75% in limited opportunities. As Eulis scores from 15 feet away at the other end, Purdue leads 101-66. Cale Jacobson is subbed in for Nebraska. He's a walk-on from Ashland, Nebraska, and a sophomore. Jace Rail driving on the baseline, shooting a floater. He missed it, but he's going to the foul line. Jace Rail, walk-on from Kokomo, fouled by Jacobson, who had just subbed in. Two free throws for Jace Rail. He rarely gets into the game, but today he's been given a chance. Purdue leading 101-66 with 1:18 remaining. First foul shot for Jace Rail, missed off the back of the rim. Come on, Jace, find your way into the scoring column here.
That was an aggressive take by Jace Rail. Catch on the left wing and just rip and go. And shot a little floater and took that contact.
The grandson of Kokomo great Jimmy Rail, who went on to have a great career at Indiana. He made it. Jace Rail made the free throw. He pumps the right fist in the air. He's in the scoring column, and now Will Byrd will be called for goaltending at the defensive end. Euless gets credited the bucket. Goaltending on Will Byrd. We're down to 1:14 to go. Purdue 102 points, Nebraska 68. The Boilermakers about to improve to 13-4, 5-1 in the Big Ten. And now the Boilermakers will head west to play Oregon and Washington this coming week. And a held ball at midcourt. Who was that? One of those Huskers tied up Brian Waddell over there at midcourt, and the held ball alternating arrow faces in the direction of the Huskers.
Euless and Grace the Third were both over there.
Gotcha. We're down to 1 minute remaining. Purdue 102-68 over Nebraska. Griffiths, the Rutgers transfer, left baseline, cut off by Sam King. Now they'll swing it around the horn with the Huskers. Here's Euless. Down inside it goes, and the layup was missed from the right side by Morgan, rebounded by the Boilermakers. And Purdue with the ball. 40 to go in the game, leading 102-68. 15 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. Waddell will drive, stop at the left elbow. Feed Jace Rail, right baseline. Rail will shoot, he'll miss. Sam King rebounds. He goes back to the bucket, and he scores. Sam King is into the scoring column. Purdue's up 104-68. Deep three on the way for Euless, no good. Rebound to Jack Lusk. And now Purdue can dribble it out. Every Purdue player that entered the game today somehow found his way into the stat sheet with that Lusk defensive rebound. Purdue 104, Nebraska 68. What a shooting display put on by the Boilermakers here at home. After shooting the ball so poorly Thursday night on the road at Rutgers. Oh, you just never know in the game of basketball. On the Central Indiana Honda Dealer scoreboard, our final, Purdue 104, Nebraska 68.